Lexington, Nebraska, population 11,000, isn't exactly used to traffic. But over the past few months, a line of cars has been forming like clockwork every Thursday morning since June. They're headed toward a white tent outside St. Anne's Parish in the hopes of picking up a USDA Farmers to Families food box.
It's awesome. They get one box of produce, a box of dairy. Sometimes we get milk and then one box of proteins, and it's different every week.
That's Michaela Kopp of the Lexington Community Foundation. She stands in the scorching August heat, directing cars to the tent where masked volunteers pack boxes. Most weeks, she says, hundreds of boxes of food are gone in an hour.
Sometimes it's lined up all the way to Highway 30. So there is definitely a need, and it has increased since COVID, for sure.
Like many rural areas, food insecurity is a chronic problem in Lexington, where 16% of residents live below the poverty line. The town has a food pantry. Martha Draskovic's managed it as a one-woman operation for 10 years. On a break from moving boxes, she recalls how COVID-19 gave her a surge in demand.
It became clear when my shelves started going empty, so we kind of had to do a new game plan.
Many families rely on their kids getting two meals a day at school. Losing that, coupled with a sudden increase in unemployment, was the perfect storm. People who didn't typically use the pantry, or even nutrition programs like SNAP, were suddenly in need.
They were over income at one point, so they weren't eligible for the benefit, but once they were home for 2 to 3 weeks, I mean, they were still out of income, but yet no food.
Empty shelves weren't her only hurdle. At the time, supply chains nationwide were faltering. Finding bulk pantry staples, like pasta and peanut butter, was a struggle.
I kind of had my director going to different stores, doing online shopping, picking up for me in Grand Island.
Tammy Jeffs at the Community Action Partnership of Mid-Nebraska says it was hard to stay afloat without hurting the rest of the town. In a rural area, the grocery might restock just once a week.
We were aware that, you know, if we go in and buy 40 packs of something and all the grocery store is getting is 50 packs, you've now just sent everybody to your pantry because you bought everything. So.
Plus, once they found the food, they had to figure out how to get it to people who couldn't come to the pantry. Some of those people were seniors. Others were workers at the local Tyson meatpacking plant who were quarantined without a way to feed themselves. So Draskovic started delivering.
At first, it was just myself. We were just doing that, and then I kind of, you know, recruited other people to start coming in and just helping.
When it got around town that the pantry was struggling, residents made sure it was stocked.
We started getting different, you know, financial donations, items. Businesses started reaching out, and, you know, now we kind of have a backstock, so we're kind of prepared to see if we get that second roundabout.
Orthman Manufacturing, an agricultural equipment company, is one of the local companies that's helped distribute food. Scott McKelvey is the local plant manager. He says strong community ties have made all the difference in Lexington. He called a friend at the Rotary Club to bring Hot Meals USA to town, serving 18,000 meals since April.
It doesn't matter if somebody drives up in a 2017 Cadillac decked out to the nines. Nobody cares because you don't know what's going on with that family.
McKelvey says these kinds of mutual aid networks give him hope. Lately, he's needed it.
With everything else that's going on in the United States right now, this is a feel-good moment. And it's not just in the Midwest. There's these moments that are going on all over the country to help feed families in need.
He makes his way back under the tent. Most of the boxes are gone. McKelvey and the other volunteers start loading up their cars and figuring out where to deliver the extra food. It doesn't take them long to make a plan. Christina Stella, Harvest Public Media.